Hello, chat. We're here. It's Tuesday the 12th, and this section is literally just business. How's your guys' week been?
Now it is.
Still busy. Still way too much going on. It's like, the whip is going to catch up. Like, eventually, everything's just going to shut down. Unemployment is so high, but for now...
Another record number.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder about that. Of course, that is the argument that the people are making about, you know, ending the lockdown.
I mean, you know, I saw the death numbers from New York, and it's like 20,000 or so, versus there would normally have been about 5,000 deaths in New York total by now, and they're at 20.
Where?
I mean, for the whole year, like 5,000 for the whole year.
We're by far this country.
Yeah.
And who would have ever thought back when this was in China? And we're like, wow. Sure glad that could never happen here.
Turns out disease doesn't care about borders.
Oh, Icarus.
Well, I figured we'd start with business this week just to change it up, right? I mean, the rut of the lockdown is serious.
Yeah.
You get on that routine and it's just, it all blends together. So let's go crazy. Let's start with business. Let's throw caution to the wind. And of course, we got to start with Elon Musk because good Lord. He is a fountain of entertainment. One thing about Mr. Musk, he keeps me engaged. Can't say that he doesn't do that. His latest move is, I don't know if it's his craziest, but it is once again a bold claim, and I don't know if he'll back it up.
Musk reacts to continued shutdown order, announces intent to move headquarters. Saturday morning tweet follows a Friday response from Alameda County. Yeah, he put out a... It was like 2 o'clock in the morning last night because I was doing that live stream with the Linux folks. And he put out that email and it was like, we're going back to work, blah, blah, blah. And then the very last part of it was a paragraph that was like, we've been trying to work with Alameda County and they have no clue and they're clueless and they're terrible, terrible people. And it's just like, wow, okay.
I think he's more upset because... They're like, hey, you either need to provide protections for your workers or you can't reopen, and that's unacceptable.
No, I think the problem is they're saying, you're like everyone else, you'll wait. And in his mind, it's like, whoa, no.
Yeah, the email literally said, no, Tesla is essential. The federal government has said it's essential. Alameda County's like, you're not essential, bro.
So
do you
knows?
Know who I am? Do you know who my father is?
My favorite, within 5 or 10 minutes of posting a link to that, there was a reply from some rando, and it was a link to one of Elon Musk's own tweets where it said, it was like, and this was, it was from end of March. And it was like, hey, Elon Musk, do you think the numbers coming out of China are real? They're saying there's no new cases. And he said, oh yeah, by the time the end of April rolls around, US is not going to have any new cases either. We just passed a million.
I don't think he'll have trouble moving
to
another state. What?
I sneezed and said, oh no.
Oh, we can't hear you because your noise gate is so aggressive. But I wonder if he'll be able to find the same cult-like following in a less, you know, crazy state.
Yeah. It's like, oh, he did not call the the no new cases by the end of April thing at all.
Well, what was can you imagine if he goes to some place like Texas and it's like all old oil money?
I think he said Nevada or Arizona, right?
Yeah.
So it's not that much different, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. Meanwhile, so some companies are essential and they have gotten that dispensation, even though a lot of people argue, hey, they're kind of doing the same thing that the non-essential companies are doing. They're just doing it on a massive scale. And their workers are equally upset that all may not be as it seems on the inside.
Revealed, Amazon told workers paid sick leave law doesn't cover warehouses. So it's like, if you want to be paid because, you know, reasons, no, not happening. I'm not sure that's really true, but that is what they're telling employees via memos and other things. This was in the Scotland distribution center, I think.
Well, I think it's everywhere.
Yeah, so, you go on.
Well, they were told when all this happened, it was like, hey, you've got just 2 weeks, whether you're scared, whether you got kids at home, whatever, just take it. Just whatever you need. And recently, kind of quietly, they were like, that's over. We don't do that anymore.
Well, you couldn't really get sick leave, I think, before, or paid sick leave, unless you had a proven test that you actually had the disease.
I wonder if the wealthy people literally think there's so many people that are unemployed. If you can't or won't work, there's going to be somebody to replace you immediately.
And they're right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Inside of Amazon, generally, it seems to be like it's, you know, the plebs in the warehouse versus the white collars. And they're always at odds, and the white collars always get preferential treatment, but they hold the line. And finally, one very important figure may have broken from that and had some interesting things to say. This is a great headline.
Amazon VP resigns, calls company chicken crap. Well, I mean, I probably should say it. I don't care. For firing, for protesting workers. I was just worried about the algorithm.
Yeah, they are cracking down on curses.
Just going to keep saying it.
Words that mean exactly the same thing, but are bad for some reason.
That's Tim Bray. Tim Bray is also the same guy that, I think, invented the XML specification. So, highly technical dude, and he's like, oh, this is BS. He's out.
Yeah, well, he posted, like, a letter on his website. You should read it if you haven't. And it makes a lot of really good points, and it's amazing, because he's just like, no, I'm done. Screw this guy.
Well, he points out, You see that, and I was like, well, was he just trying to get a headline with that crazy statement or whatever? But he points out, he was like, no, here are the steps I went through to follow all of the Amazon protocol to voice my dissent with this decision. And every step along the way, I was ignored or just told to shut up. So I'm done. I'm out.
Was this wrong? Like, should we not have done this? Shh. Hush.
He's got enough like money and clout. He probably doesn't, you know, it doesn't really affect him.
Amazon brass have enough money to not worry about it. I mean, come on. That's why sane people, reasonable people who wouldn't do this will never get those jobs, because they would hit a number and they'd be like, well, I'm done. Why would I continue? Who needs this pressure? I'm just going to go live in the woods.
Or my traveling yacht that is
dream.
impossible for the disease to reach.
Amazon is also facing a little bit of pressure because of some of the terminology that they use and the shifting world where some things that we used to actually own, now we probably never will again, unless you steal them. But, I have this problem with Amazon. When you order something, they say your guaranteed delivery date is X, and then you don't get it.
Yeah.
And I've got on the little chat thing before, and I was like, okay, what's the guarantee? And they never will say what the guarantee. They'll just throw Amazon Prime Time at you to get rid of you. But they'll never tell you what the guarantee is, because there is no guarantee. Nothing happens if they miss it. And this is that same kind of thing.
Amazon has been sued for saying you bought movies that it can take away from you. So this has to do with this. Like, buy a movie, but it's actually just the rights to stream on the streaming platform. And that could go away at any time. And in fact, it has gone away at any time. Sometimes movies aren't available anymore and other things like that. So you're not really buying it. You're actually just licensing it, and the license can be revoked for whatever reason.
And it doesn't even have to be Amazon taking it away from you. They could lose a deal with one of the distributors. Did you get it?
I did. I finally got the knot undone.
Achievement unlocked.
It took less time than I expected.
There's going to be a lot of comments wondering what you're doing. I'm glad we could solve that mystery.
Now might be a good time to segue into the Linode ad.
Yeah, can I think of what Linode has to do with taking knots out of shoelaces?
Are you in knots because your current hosting solution is just a pile of crap and just utterly terrible?
Can you work in I'm afraid not as a pun?
Well, do you want to pay full price for a Linode?
I'm afraid not.
There's a coupon below. You can get $20. It's great. They've got a Kubernetes engine. They just rolled that out. They also rolled out an Elastic Block Storage-like service that is actually quite a bit less expensive than Amazon. If you're quarantined or, you know, otherwise at home and you want to learn some new skills, spin up a Linux VM or two or three or four. Their service makes it really easy. We've been using Linode at Level 1 for the Level 1 website since the dawn of time. Since even before Level 1 existed. So you guys, the forum and all the stuff that you guys sort of know and love, and the main website and all that kind of stuff, it's Linode. And it's pretty handy. It's really awesome. And you get $20 if you click the link below or check it out and sign up and do that other kind of stuff. So it's pretty exciting. If you're currently on Google computer using Kubernetes elsewhere and you want to set up a free account on Linode, because if you do the math and you run through it, you'll find that Linode is better and also less expensive. So if you'd like to do that, if you need help doing that, reach out to me directly and I will help you with those corporate accounts. But you can also just sort of self-service it and it's totally fine. So thanks, Linode, for sponsoring this episode of the news, and
Also, it's not been proven scientifically, but just empirically, I've heard it said, getting a Linode account makes you a better lover, more attentive in the bedroom. Again, they don't advertise that.
Link in the description.
Legally, they can't, but it's everyone knows it.
Well, it's too crass for their advertising. Yeah. They like to keep it PG. But I'm telling you, I'm going to give you the brass tacks here.
And also in the Level 1 store, we have new stuff. But mostly we have a charity relief shirt about the thing that we can't talk about. So if you buy one of those, we're giving all of the money from that away. And a bunch of other YouTubers are doing that too. So
delivery, you're still getting the grocery delivery, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of slow sometimes, especially in these dark times. The calendar for scheduling your delivery can be a little packed.
It's gotten a lot better the last few weeks, honestly.
Yeah, but when the wave two hits.
Mm.
Yeah. So what if you could say, hey, I'm not like these other plebs. I have a lot of money. Give me their calendar spot. Well, that wouldn't be fair, right? But wait.
Walmart is piloting a pricier 2-hour express grocery delivery service. Yeah, if you're willing to pay for it, Walmart will get your stuff there faster.
USA. No, it's not. USA.
I've got a class 9 toilet paper emergency. I need you to dispatch the workers stat.
You got to pay hazard pay for that by the time they get there. So it's not like a set rate. It's you get a variable rate based on your delivery, based on where you are, I guess, how much you order, whatever. But
Uber's demand pricing.
It's kind of like that. But generally, they predict it'll be about $10 more to get this. And so far, they've piloted it in, I think, one place. And the average time is not 2 hours. It's 59 minutes.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, if I were getting like $100, $150 of groceries and I had stuff to do, I would probably pay that.
Listen, your rotisserie chicken could still be warm.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah. And those things stay warm for a long time.
I've often wondered why, because, like, you know, Kroger, and especially Wegmans, we don't have Wegmans around here, but Wegmans, like, deli food stuff is incredible. It's so good. And I've often wondered why those grocery stores don't do like a dinner delivery thing where they just make the entire dinner and you can just have it delivered to your house and you just heat and serve.
No, they do. It's $10. You don't even have to heat it.
Is the deli still open?
Yeah.
In these trying times? I haven't been back to the store in a while.
The butcher is on and off, but the deli goes strong.
Yeah. Wow.
Even, you know what, they're even still making sushi.
You can't get you can't add that kind of stuff though to your online order or your bring it out to my car order.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess because the inventory system.
At least if there's a way, I haven't figured out how, because I wanted some of the stuff that you can only get from the deli counter, and there was no way to do it.
All right, well, just cancel it. Jesus.
Yeah, never mind. Is it even worth it now?
So many people are making, well, not actually that many people. A select few people are making a killing during the lockdown. And we can add one more to the list that's joined the Big B Club just because of this horrible, horrible disease sweeping across and destroying our lives.
Cloudflare CEO, now a billionaire on stay-at-home streaming surge. Matthew Prince owns 12.5% of the firm he co-founded in 2009. Shares the network routing provider hit record before earnings. So they went public a while back, and they've been up and up and up and up since they went public. But since this thing hit, oh, wow, it's like through the roof. I think it's up over 100%.
Congratulations, Matthew. If you would like to be a Patreon donor for Level 1, I'm sure you wouldn't miss it.
Good to have you.
You know, he could set us up with like $3 million, and that would be like so transformative. It would be insane.
I'll take 10 grand a month. No reason to be greedy.
That would be fine.
Team Blue released their new desktop CPU lineup. And
they announced it. No one's got their hands on it yet.
They announced it. Even though it wasn't released, it still wasn't super impressive. At least what was on the die wasn't super impressive. But one thing you got to give it to them, one thing they haven't done in a very long time that they did now, is they drop those prices. And you say, wow, maybe Intel will court the budget PC builder. Maybe that will be their niche. And AMD says, Hold my beer.
The AMD Ryzen 3 3300X and 3100 review, serious quad-core value. This is Hot Hardware's review. They did a really good job. We also did a video review. You can check it out. But yeah, these are quad-core CPUs, four cores, eight threads, both of them. The big difference is one of them is one CCX and the other one is two CCXs, but it's insanely fast for gaming. The 3300X, because most games are only like four cores, it's an incredible value for what it is. If you're going to build a machine that has a discrete GPU, something with a little bit more horsepower than, you know, an APU, this is 7700K level performance for like $100 in the 3100.
If you are even considering a next-gen console, why not?
Yeah.
Why not look at this instead? Because I guarantee you build one of these for $500.
Probably, yeah. Probably less.
And what the next-gen console is going to be six, right?
Was your... No, it wasn't your machine. It was one of the other guys in the office. He had a 7700K, and he built the 9900KS when it came out. And he's like, this is incredible. And he's going to be even more downtrodden when it's like, yeah, better CPU is $100 now. Because he was like, this is still worth like $250, right? And I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah. Because you get, for $100,
yeah,
plus you get the fan.
Yeah.
So then you're going to throw a $250 graphics card at it.
Yeah.
And then you get the board and the, yeah, I mean, totally $500 will crush a next-gen console. Plus you got your work-from-home machine here.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Intel has to be super pissed. Because AMD is so brilliant because they wait till Intel does a big release. And then they just jump onto it the next week.
It's like, oh, you can buy these now. These are out. It's not an announcement. These are a thing. They're not. They're just there.
And Intel, despite their lackluster performance in comparison, they still do seem to be selling a lot of CPUs. So many, in fact, that they have a little bit of trouble meeting the demand. And they might be catching a little bit of an Amazon here when it comes to their factories.
Amazon accused by workers of prioritizing Intel chip output over safety.
Intel.
What? Intel?
You said Amazon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bloomberg, Intel accused by workers of prioritizing chip output over safety. Well,
I mean, it's probably true. So.
Yeah, that is actually. That's why you have to be corrected. It's so easy to believe what you said.
Yeah. So this is an interesting story, I guess, because Intel should be in the ramp right now. Like, the silicon is finalized for their 10th gen desktop CPUs. They're being sent to reviewers from what we understand. Can't confirm. Don't know for sure. But, yeah, those should be in mass production. And if they're going to launch those in a few weeks, then they're going to have those out to retailers ASAP. So that's going to be even more strain on the production cycle, given all the other chips that they're producing. Because Intel makes a lot of chips in comparison. I mean, in AMD's lineup, like the number of different CPUs is comparatively tiny. AMD makes a zillion, AMD doesn't make nearly as many CPUs as Intel does, because Intel's got like 50 CPUs in the whole stack, from server to the crappiest, you know, embedded CPU.
Somebody pointed out, like, dude, don't you work in a clean room? What are you complaining about? But they're like, yes, we work in a clean room. But the hallways to and from were packed in like sardines. And there's no masks or protective equipment when you leave the clean room. And we need these things. And Intel basically just told us, get back to work slightly.
The whole building's a clean room. It's like, that's not true.
So that would be very unfortunate for them, given their recent inability to meet demand, if they got a big strike on their hands. Or a wave of infection through the foundry. And perhaps in response to their constantly being trumped by Team Red, Intel seems to be looking for some other business to get into. Because God help them if they have to stay in the desktop CPU only.
That's been true since 2018.
They're making some acquisitions.
Intel buys MoveIt Transit app for $900 million to help develop robo-taxis. Intel says this is going to take them into the self-driving world by 2022, which seems kind of optimistic to me.
But if you believe Musk, he's got it by the end of the year.
That's going to age about as well as that infection rate tweet.
We've also got another story coming up that I should have put next to this one, and I didn't. I forgot that they were associated. Another company doing kind of the same thing. And this one is a really, really disgusting story. It's one of the best warning signals. We do this constantly, but the Internet of Things and planned obsolescence. When you buy something, it's kind of like the Amazon thing. Are you really buying it? Yes, you get an object in your hand and you get physical hardware, but are you really buying it forever?
No.
In these situations.
Belkin may never be trusted again after this story. So Charles Radcliffe, the guy that wrote this story, is really PO'd about something Belkin is doing. So
he admits he has these.
Okay. So it's cloud-connected cameras, basically. And Belkin is going to brick them on May 29th. They just announced it, so it doesn't seem like that's a lot of warning.
This is the Wemo Netcam, which has been in service for 7 years. 7 years is not a long time for a security camera.
Not really, no.
I mean, for how old do you think the security cameras at Walmart are?
since the day they were installed. Like 10 years, probably.
Here's the most damning thing about this. You say, well, can't I just still use it as a camera? Well, in the original software, yes, you could connect with, even with just straight with VLC, you could connect with these things and use your camera just as a camera. That was removed in a recent update.
Nice of them.
And soon it will be a brick.
So, yeah. People. It also points out that they're doing this during the summer season, and a lot of people use these in their vacation homes. So are you going to make a trip during the lockdown to go to your vacation home just to reinstall all the cameras?
That sounds like a first world problem to me, and I'm just not going to be really worried about that.
Well,
a lot of New Yorkers live in their vacation homes.
I'm not going to weep for those people because I don't have a vacation home, but how many of those people do you think, as they're, you know, unscrewing those Belkin cameras, are saying never again?
They probably could just get some non-crap, you know, cameras and be fine.
That's what I'm saying. They'll never buy another Belkin camera.
No. Oh, I mean, I don't think they'll be intelligent enough to never buy another Internet of Things camera. Oh, they'll just be a different brand.
Yeah, they won't understand why that happened the way it did.
They'll switch to another brand who will do this in a couple of years' time.
Of course, the smart viewers of the Level 1 News, they're not going to buy Internet of Things cameras, right? Rushing to hide their Nest cameras.
What would you even buy that for? Do you think sales of that is really down right now? Because, I mean, everyone's at home for the most part.
Maybe, but I'd say the institutional buyers and the government buyers are up. Maybe not for those cameras. Those are probably shitty cameras.
Well, the fundamental problem is most Internet of Things companies are not in the business of providing infrastructure. They have to rely on Amazon or somebody like that to provide their cloud infrastructure that runs their thing. So if they can't make a ton of money reselling your data or reselling access to that cloud or selling you a subscription, they lose income on that kind of a platform just because of the architecture. Now, if they were in the business of like providing the infrastructure and providing value that way, maybe it would work economically, but as long as you're paying somebody else for your cloud infrastructure, it's never going to work economically.
I've started wearing a mask. I was team no mask for a while. Now that I'm on team mask, I judge everybody who doesn't have one terribly. And I'm constantly looking. It's like, who's got a mask and who doesn't? Normally I go through the grocery store and other people really just don't exist to me. They're just kind of blurry obstacles. But now I'm hyper-focused. I look at them and I observe. I've seen a lot of Apple ear thingies. What are they called? AirPods.
AirPods, yeah.
A lot of people with AirPods at the grocery store. Hmm. I was surprised how many. And it's not just kids either. Some old folks with the AirPods in.
I think it's weird to wear headphones while you're grocery shopping.
It is weird.
It's strange.
What if there's an active shooter?
Keep your head on a swivel, yeah.
But it's huge, and people really seem to like these kinds of devices, so this is probably going to really catch on. I wonder how the 5G fear people think about this. It's got to be part of it, right?
They hadn't thought of it, but now somebody in Russia is going to be like, yes, I'm going to make some blog posts. The future of NFC includes wireless charging for earbuds and smartwatches. The NFC Forum's latest standard allows 1 watt charging for small devices. So yeah, you could charge your thing on your phone.
Is that how they charge inside their pod?
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. So if you lose your pod, what's that, like $100?
I think you have to get a whole new set.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you lose one, you have to buy like another set as well. You can't just buy like one earbud.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that would allow you to resell them.
I just don't understand the draw for it, because it's just one more thing to remember to keep charged. So, like, you remember to charge up your phone or whatever you're using to play your music, and then it's like, oh, I forgot to charge my actual earbuds.
This would simplify that quite a bit. I imagine they'll make, like, nice little stands that have cutout slots for all these things, but close enough. So this is 1 watt of power, and it's near field, so it's not a huge range of projection, but still... Just pile everything up at night. You wake up in the morning and it's all charged. So that's nice. Whether or not that gives you, 5G cancer or not, who knows? I'm sure someone studied it. But that doesn't matter anymore.
That gives you the thing.
I rewatched The Thing last night.
Ooh,
I haven't seen that since I was a kid. That's a fantastic movie.
That's really good.
The visual effects, kind of laughable now, but at the time you can imagine... how that blew everybody's mind.
But it scared me when I was in college and I saw it for the first time.
But The Thing is not mobile. The visual effects were so, amazing. Clearly it had to stand in one spot and just, writhe around and stuff. So there's a lot of scenes where they're just standing there with flamethrowers like, oh, let's watch it do its whole transformation and then kill it.
I always thought the dog was the best actor in that movie.
Yeah, the dog was very well behaved.
Yeah, and like it just had this weird gait to it. I don't know how they trained it to do that, but
probably just drug the hell out of it.
I can't feel my left leg.
It's not a dog.
Well, we love these stories, and every time we report one, I get a little warm feeling. It's like, oh man, I can't wait. Although it seems like it's just dragging on and on.
Yeah.
I would think that the tipping point would be sooner, but they seem to be just holding on for dear life. Also, I got my bill the other day, and I actually looked at it the other day, and I'm paying I'm paying more for TV than I am for internet right now. I've got to call them and fix that. I keep forgetting to do that. Oh, that's ridiculous.
We do too. We still have cable, and I'm like, let's just get rid of it.
Comcast.
Or I can't change it.
Comcast and Dish Network should worry. 1.8 million cord cutters in 3 months. We did that. We did that when this whole thing started. We called them, and we were like, nope. And they're like, please, please. And we're like, nope, just internet.
Did they
turn
the deal? Or?
Yeah, they were just like, well, it's like just $10. Just $10 extra, and you can keep everything you have. And we're like, nope, we're going to return everything. And they were like, okay.
So apparently, oddly enough, satellite is the biggest loss leader here. So people are trapped at home. They have nothing to do. And they're like, get that dish out of here.
They've discovered how good Netflix is.
But I guess maybe being stuck at home caused them to just put their toes in the water in terms of streaming. And they're like, oh, no. Yeah, we don't need that other thing anymore.
You think we'll see
watching
things...
watching YouTube.
You think we'll see things where it's like, I'm going to subscribe to Netflix this month, and then, Satellite the month after that, and then Hulu the month after that, and then just go through a rotation?
I think Netflix and Hulu are fine with that, but I think the satellite companies are going to hit you with so many reconnection fees... and like all that nonsense that you're just gonna throw it,
just not
get rid
not
of
do it.
It
yeah. Yeah,
they're cutting their own throat, and I love it. I wish they would do it faster. Another thing that has picked up during the quarantine, maybe because of those $1,200 checks, is VR. VR is hitting record numbers. Of course, the Half-Life game probably contributed to that, but
probably some desire to escape reality.
Yeah. It still isn't huge numbers. It's still a very small amount of people, but it is picking up enough, I guess, to continue to try to move the state of the art forward.
Facebook's Oculus is developing a new Quest VR headset. It's AR glasses were also planned, but they're facing delays. I found the AR glasses part of the story a lot more interesting than another, Oculus.
No one seems to... People aren't picking up AR at nearly the rate they're picking up VR, though.
Yeah. Well, it's because AR is not good.
How long until AR gets connected to Bill Gates' Mark of the Beast vaccine chip so you can see who to...
Sorry, your status is yellow. I can't be around you.
Zoom. Social credit score works?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot like that.
Yeah, it really is.
People have this whole 5G and plandemic conspiracy theories, and I find those a little bit far-fetched. But the Bill Gates thing is right out there. Like, he's just saying it.
Yeah.
That's the thing that terrifies me. And we'll talk more about that in the government section. Not that in particular, but his growing power base. Zoom, still killing it. They had a little bit of a rough spot there where it was like, hey, you don't have any security. And they were like, ooh, we kind of don't. But people didn't seem to care much, really. You know, I mean, here's a lesson in PR. When you get called out on something like this, you'd be like, oh, gosh, we're going to do better. And people be like, all right, fine, this is easy. We're just going to keep doing it. And to their credit, maybe they are trying to do a little bit better. Not by figuring it out themselves, but by taking those giant bales of cash that they have and throwing them at someone smarter.
Zoom acquires Keybase to get end-to-end encryption expertise. Keybase itself was a startup company. I really didn't have a super high opinion of Keybase, so yeah.
This will satisfy people, though.
Will it?
Yes.
I mean, the normies, maybe. The information security people are like,
eh! Yeah, we're never going to get them to use Zoom anyway, so it doesn't matter. And so we talked about the companies that are stepping up. You got Cloudflare, the billionaire. You got Bezos, who, you know, I mean, is this leader of the world at this point.
He's making so much money so much faster that it's actually scaring him because he's like, this is going to hasten the regulations and crap that my company has to deal with. I've got to look like I'm not enjoying this.
He's calling up his R&D department. He's like, get me to the moon. Accelerate the plan. My power's growing too quickly. But then there's the other side of the coin. The companies that depended on big crowds of people going places. And now that that's not happening, they're in trouble.
Uber loses $2.9 billion, offloads bike and scooter business. So in addition to the downsizing and cutting staff, wasn't it like a 25% staff cut or something like that we reported on last week?
Yeah, it was a substantial number.
Oh, that's the next one. Uber is laying off 3,700 as rides plummet due to the thing. So, yeah. Now, 3,700 staff to manage the drivers.
Yeah, this is not drivers because the drivers don't count.
Yeah, and how, like, the question that we always ask is how many Uber staff are required to manage X number of drivers? You got to figure it's at least 10 to 1. It might be 100 to 1.
Well, they said that there was a recruiting arm, and no need to recruit right now. So, obviously, they're all gone. And then there was, like, a orientation type situation where you went in a person, and they're like, here's what you know, don't carry a knife. Don't threaten your riders. Don't smoke weed while you drive, that kind of thing. And they're like, well, we don't have any drivers, so you guys can all go home. And that all those people came from supplementary roles rather than drivers. Really is incredible. And perhaps the worst business model to have during a global lockdown is not even real estate, which you could just hold on to and be like, okay, fine. But real estate that you're paying for in the hopes that you can get someone to rent it from you.
Citing revenue declines, Airbnb cuts 1,900 jobs, or about 25% of its global workforce. Yeah, it turns out nobody's renting an Airbnb. It's a little problematic.
I'm sure not for lack of trying.
You think people are trying to travel?
I'm sure someone's like, oh, you know, come out here and quarantine, you know, out in the woods, and then they try to rent out a cabin or something.
That would be expensive. But it's kind of like with the taxis. Who was there the day before you got there?
Yeah.
And what steps did they take to fix that? It's too creepy. And I think that even when we open back up, I think there'll still be that feeling.
Yeah.
So probably not going to be any good news for them for a long time.
I think history's going to remember 2020 as the year that didn't exist.
And the year that we all became paranoid in one another. More than we should be. Twitch is also doing great because it's entertainment. We're all stuck at home and you want to be entertained. And I think they're finally realizing that they've sort of they've captured as much of the gamer, you know, trying to think of a diplomatic way to say
demographic.
Mental challenged. They want to branch out into normies. That's the point. They need normie viewers. And please, girls, we need girls. What do we do to get the girls?
Twitch is developing talk shows and dating programs for gamers. These are going to be unscripted shows, basically. And Twitch is really hoping that people watch these as like reality TV shows.
The big draw? Interacting. So you can somehow you'll be able to be in the chat and interact with what's going on the screen.
I feel like this format would be extremely awkward to watch. And as such, I'm kind of tempted to watch it whenever it launches.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be an entertaining train wreck, at least the first few times that they do it. I mean, think about those... Think about a reality show as they stand now. And like somebody doing a confession cam, but they can read what you're saying back to them. Well. Yeah, I might tune in for that. I don't know. Joining Apple and Google, the tech giants who want to be not only in your front pocket, but also your back pocket, is Samsung.
Samsung is going to launch Samsung Pay debit card this summer. Oh, I think it's a fatal mistake launching a debit card, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Google's doing.
It's going to launch the card in partnership with Sophie.
Everything I read about, like, finance and security, universally, they say just cut up your debit card.
Yeah.
Never, ever touch a debit card. Only uses, because if you pay off your credit card every month, it doesn't matter. Interest rate doesn't matter. And fraud protection. You are not responsible when that gets stolen.
Yeah.
Your debit card gets stolen, I don't care.
Yeah, no. It's like, my mom's going through that because it's like, they used your debit card and they had the PIN and mom's like, it wasn't me. And it's like, they don't care.
Yeah. So it's a weird choice, but I think they are chasing, you know, the low income bracket.
Yeah.
To try to, because banking has fees and stuff.
I think probably part of it is the credit card companies also don't want Google to get their tentacles in there. They're scared of it.
But they'll let Apple in.
Well, I mean, Apple had to partner with Goldman Sachs in order to do that.
Well, Samsung's partnering with some bank. I can't remember what. It wasn't one that I recognize anymore. Sophie.
Yeah. But I don't know
who Sophie is.
I think the deal with, I don't know if this is true or not, but I suspect that the deal with Apple and Goldman Sachs is that if Goldman Sachs does have to take a write-down on a bunch of bad debt, that they don't, like, it's not the full retail value of the Apple devices you bought with the Apple credit card, because that would be bad for Goldman Sachs, but Apple will accept a write-down of the difference from the cost of materials to the retail price of the device.
So, cord cutting and, you know, streaming services and stuff like that, the old this thing with Amazon, do you own it? Are you renting it? Those are the kinds of questions who drive people to go to something like Kodi, where none of that matters and everything's free. But the Motion Picture Association is just frothing at the mouth. And they don't have anything else to do right now because there's no motion pictures.
Technically, Kodi is totally legit. It's just you can make illegitimate plugins for
it. Oh, not as far as they're concerned. They're blaming the gun here.
Yeah. MPAA and the Amazon asked GitHub to suspend Kodi add-on developer's account. So they won. Like there was this whole court case in Canada that transpired, and the MPAA and the other rights holders actually won their court case. They couldn't find the person, so it happened with the defendant being...
Well, they know his screen name, which is Mr. Blamo. Yeah. Or Mr. Blamo, 6969.
Yeah, so he didn't show up to court, so they got summary judgment. It's like, all right, well, he didn't show up, so let's go ahead and shut down his GitHub account.
But they didn't get to shut down his whole account. They shut down, so the judge said they had to, like every DMCA, they had to give them URLs. And they were able to provide several URLs, but what they really wanted was the entire account to be shut down and destroyed. And they haven't done that yet.
They're working on it.
Yeah, those lawyers have nothing to do right now except, you know, sue the theater chains and go after Kodi developers. This is the one I was talking about earlier. So what was it? Was it 2022?
Yeah.
When Intel was going to do it?
Yep.
So they won't be alone in 2022. They will have an immediate competitor.
Volvo bucks the industry, will sell LiDAR-equipped self-driving cars to customers by 2022. Volvo's new platform will include high-powered laser sensors, an industry rarity. They talk about how they asked Volvo, and Volvo said, hey, we got a company that's willing to meet our price point and supply these LiDAR sensors, but
they bought it.
There's not enough info here about the software side of it. Like, the sensors, it's good that you have good high-resolution sensors, but you also need the software.
It's not a bad-looking SUV, if there is such a thing. So, $10,000 is the average for good LiDAR right now. They claim they're going to be able to do it for $500. Guess we'll see. Tesla famously does not use LiDAR, so this is kind of a different approach in compared with them. Over in Korea, they are not suffering from the big scare as much as we are. They seem to have done something right earlier than we did. So it's back to business as usual, which involves scandal, bribery, and corruption. But don't worry, there's an apology.
This episode air apologizes for corruption and union busting scandals. I thought it sounded really good. I don't know if it's sincere or not.
No, because the part was, so he got 5-year prison sentence, but then it was appealed and commuted. So he still has prison time hanging over his head, but he doesn't have to go to prison.
Mm.
But another appeal came in to make him go to prison. So there's a committee who's like trying to decide this, and they gave him the recommendation that he needed to stop busting unions and apologize.
Well, the apology was really well written.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure a committee spent weeks on it. And that is, you know, like the whole Asian like face thing.
Yeah.
He really threw himself on the mercy of the people there. And I think that's what it's going to take. But it's that or Korean prison. So what are you going to do?
We have to keep Samsung running. I'm going to try not to do it in a corrupt way, but we got to keep Samsung running.
He also guaranteed that none of his children will take over.
And children will.
He's going to try to stay alive long enough to skip a generation. Well, AMC was furious because, was it Warner Brothers? I think it was Warner Brothers said, hey, you know what? Maybe we don't need the theaters. And that immediately caused a big fight. And they're like, all right, you're done. You're out. Or maybe it's Universal. They're like, no more. We're not showing your movies anymore. You don't need us. You're done. So obviously, Disney is taking a light touch to this. But they're kind of saying the same thing.
Disney will be releasing big movies on streaming on a case-by-case basis. This kind of meandering thing, but talks about how stuff has done really well on their Disney Plus streaming platform. They got a lot of subscribers, and it's like, we feel like Disney Plus would be the perfect medium to host a whole bunch of movies. And it's not really Disney Plus, though. It's going to be like movie whatever.
If they do what they're talking about, putting up like the plexiglass and stuff in the theater, I think that...
I'm out.
Yeah. Well, I'm out anyway, but I think the normies will be out.
Yeah.
I mean...
You kind of go to the movies for like a social experience. And it's
or
like,
a date.
Social, why bother? Yeah.
Hey, let's go on a date where we'll be separated by glass. Dirty glass that children have been rubbing their filthy fingers against minutes before we got there. Yeah, I don't think it's going to work.
The website is an accessibility nightmare with this like really saturated blue on navy.
Are we talking about the Disney site?
Yeah. Like, they're so desperate to
yeah,
be
different.
Yeah,
this is unreadable. This part over here. Is this the Black Widow? Who is this?
In the header? I think that's, the Black Widow.
I guess that's why they did that. Last week we talked about Frontier Cable. And some people in the comments were like, oh, I thought you were talking about Frontier Airlines. I really like them. You might not feel that way this week after this stunt that they pulled, which was disgusting. Now, they did update the story, and they were like, oh, guess we shouldn't have done that. We're not doing that anymore. But they tried it.
Sorry.
Frontier tried to charge up to $89 for social distancing on flights. So it's like, I don't want to sit near anybody else. All right, pay us another $89 because we can't fill these planes.
Now, here's the question. Would they, let's say that you and I both paid $89. Would they put us in those two seats and pocket both $89?
No, I think they would probably like. No, I think you're just buying more than one seat is all that is.
So that's my seat.
Yeah.
So if everybody bought that, then you still have to allocate one extra seat to every person.
Yeah. That's what I would think because the flights are, well, at least some of the flights are completely empty.
But once they start filling them back up. Are they going to... That's going to cost them money.
Yeah. Yeah. And the price will go up, no doubt. Because think about how much more room you have in first class.
So you think it's variable.
Yeah. Because like a first class seat takes up twice as much room as the not first class seat, but probably costs three times as much on average.
The backlash was immediate, and it wasn't just the plebs. There were some people in power who were like, oh my God, I can't wait to come down on you for this. And they're like, oh, Okay.
I mean, with an airplane basically being a closed aluminum straw, I'm pretty sure that you're going to have everybody's germs on you no matter what.
Although, I think they say HEPA filters are very effective against it. But it has to take the trip to the filter. So, unless you're right next to the intake, it's coming across you at some point.
What you're saying is I need to design a 3D printable HEPA helmet.
No, that's a thing. So that you can take like a HEPA filter out of your vacuum or something and put it in your face mask.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's still going to come around the edges of it, but it's probably better than nothing.
Not if I shave my beard and tape it to my face.
If you use the N95. Well, we're going into space. Seems inevitable at this point. I mean, unless, you know, society collapses because of this whole thing and the economy. If we go into another depression, maybe not. But eventually, it seems like we're going to be in space and it's going to be much more commonplace. I mean, look at SpaceX compared to our previous shuttle launches. It's just, the rate that we're moving forward is incredible. So this was inevitable as well. And I don't know if it'll be entertaining, but it'll be fun to watch them make it.
Tom Cruise plots movie to shoot in outer space with Elon Musk's SpaceX. So, you know, Tom Cruise might be going through a midlife crisis.
Midlife?
Isn't he like a million?
He's got to be like the backside of 50, right?
I was thinking like over 60.
Really?
Approaching 60.
At the end of the news, we got to Google that.
I'm Googling it now.
Wait to the end of the news.
Oh, Chris has got it. I just watched the Tom Cruise Mummy.
He's 57.
That's what I figured. And that was in 2017, and I thought, you know, there was a couple of shots in that, and I was like, oh, he's not a young man. He shouldn't be in this movie. But it would be fine if he would take roles for that age. But he plays the young, you know, like, protagonist in every movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's got to be, like, how long can you film in space, realistically? Because you can't go back every day.
You probably could.
I just kind of read this headline and was like, I almost imagine someone like PR at SpaceX, like, how do we make Elon Musk more relatable? Let's tie his name to Tom Cruise.
Relatable?
Tom
Cruise is a cult member.
That's the joke.
But hey, Tesla's kind of a cult in its own thing, right?
Yeah. So that'd be perfect together. As evidenced by the level one comments.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I'm
sure this week will be bad too.
I love stirring them up. And in we've seen stuff like this from a lot of the big tech companies, but this one, I think, goes a little further than a lot of them have so far in saying that normalcy will not return anytime soon. Get used to this. You know, submit yourself to it, because get your Bill Gates vaccine tattoo and settle in is basically what they're saying.
Google expects its staff to work from home until 2021, and it's not alone. So
I think Microsoft, now the headlines we saw before where they're like, we're not doing any events until 2021. But Google's
now
saying
it's work
like,
from home.
Yeah, we're not doing anything.
There have been a couple of reports that have come out from the more mainstream companies, and they're like, you know, after the adjustment period, productivity is actually kind of high. I don't know why we were so opposed to work from home.
Well, they mentioned that here too, where it's like, hey, you know what? It's actually working quite well. And if people could, you know, like, at the end of the day or on the weekend, get out and do other things, I think it would be even better than it is now, because you wouldn't have that monotony.
Yeah.
So it does seem to work. Weird. Weird how they give us a little bit of, you know, like, improvement of life and not treat us like drones.
No, we must micromanage every little thing that you do with our poor half understanding.
Well, so that's the other thing. I just read the story today and I forgot. I was going to add it, but I forgot to. But did you look at the tracking apps that companies that are going back in Shanghai have? So, like, you know, under the guise of contact tracing, they're tracking everything about your workday. Forget how long you spend going to the bathroom. It's every movement that you make, and like your temperature and your heart rate. Yeah, all that stuff. It's like they're just tracking everything, and you have to have the app because of safety.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before that comes here.
Yeah,
dark times.
Time to get the cabin in the woods.
Time to get the cabin in the woods and some sort of stable income platform to be able to support the cabin in the woods.
Yes. The compound.
It's farming. Chickens and...
You still need some monetary.
Crops.
I guess you could, like, bartering.
We're going to barter everything.
I watched a video about that the other day. A guy who... He did a challenge for himself where he only ate what he grew in his garden or bartered for a whole month.
How many goats do you think for a 3,300 eggs?
A lot of goats, probably.
Nah, it's like one goat. Goats are expensive, aren't they?
You know what? Cows. A good cow is like 10 grand. So yeah. It's like, I could get a Threadripper workstation for a cow.
I bet, actually, you might get some goat back. All right. Chris, you failed every time. But
I'm going to try to whisper it.
Okay, let's see what you got.
Can you hear that?
No. Nope. Not a syllable. Not even a moment of that.
Aww.
One more time. This really isn't funny unless you're watching the video.
Right. We'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow's when we'll see you.
Bye-bye.